You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning. Let me check. January 25th.
Can you believe that?
2023. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
I hope you're buying my gifts. My birthday coming up, what, 11, 12 days away, whatever it is.
Was it February 7th?
6th. February 6th.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
I haven't bought you anything because my BetMGM account is down 20% because I lost some cash on the Wizards last night.
So listen to me. So
no, I listen to JP, too. I put 10 bucks on it.
No gift for you.
Hey, I would have hit two out of three bets.
Yeah, I bet the Wizards straight, and I threw him in a three-game parlay. Both losers, obviously. Yeah.
And Jason Bishop is
here.
That's
the NBA for you, man.
JP boned me.
You just have no idea.
Yeah, the NBA. Tonight. Look, Luka went for over 40. Kuzma went for over 25. But, man, props to the Wizards.
We should have
That's three in a row for the Wizards.
Bobby and I thought we were commiserating.
And KP didn't even play?
Pre-show, didn't
nope.
play.
Porzingis didn't
show.
Play.
We should have known they're going to get the post-Rui dead cat bounce with a good win against, the Mavericks are okay. I think they're only a few games above 500. They're not great, but give credit to the Wiz.
They're not great, but they were
together.
Coming into the game, they were 17-8 at home.
Yeah.
So they had a really good record there.
But they've lost 3 out of 4 at home. I was figuring that they were going to have a bounce back because they had lost to the Clippers, I believe, on Sunday night. Mm. And I figured with the Wizards, with no Porzingis, no Hachimura, that they would go into Dallas and get spanked.
I could see why you'd
Props
see that.
To the Wizards. Now, hopefully, they carry that into Houston because they've got the hapless Houston Rockets next.
See,
and then that would be four in a row for the Wizards.
Now I'll hop on the Wizards bandwagon.
And then they'll lose to Houston.
Then they'll have a stinker against the Rockets. I know exactly how this is going to play out. I can see it clear as day.
And Kyle Kuzma went viral yesterday with his outfit. Did you see what he was wearing?
I did not see his outfit.
I mean,
I might trade him just for that.
The guy is such a wackadoo.
Well,
fashion. Did you see it, Jason?
I did not.
It can't be wackier than what Diggs wore to the
Yeah, it can be. You hadn't seen it?
How about shirt?
You know, I did see it. I didn't realize this was Kuzma. I should have known.
Yeah, you can't tell who it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
unless they let you know, unless you know his tattoos, because he has all his tattoos exposed. I guess you don't have his chest tattoos memorized.
Maybe I can see getting away with the cardigan, but then with the basically ski mask of the same design, it's a lot. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah,
I saw people online comparing him to a Fat Albert character. The guy.
Yeah, I can't remember that character's name, but it does jar some memories from when.
Yeah,
I
mean,
can you
imagine if one of us wore that? How much joning there would be.
How'd you want to dinner like that?
Well, you got to be in shape, first
NBA
of all, to pull it
can,
off.
Can hook that up.
You don't want to have a dad bod.
Yeah, you got to be ripped.
Well, of course. You got to be 25 and an NBA player.
Yeah, you can't
pull that off.
If one of us wore it, it would completely
Believe
be
me,
a joke.
When he retires, he's going to look like crap. They all do.
A buddy of mine played golf with him last summer and said he's the nicest guy, kid.
Seems like a nice guy.
He's really nice.
I'll retweet it at Junks Radio.
Yesterday. JP's got Luka. I mean, the game is so easy for him. It's crazy. First time I really watched it for like three quarters. JP had me betting on the dumb. He just can't be stopped. He's unbelievable. It's a shame they couldn't pull it out. I was actually rooting for the Mavs.
Matt went to bed at halftime. I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, the Mavs have a 4 or 5 point lead. They'll pull away. Or actually, the Wiz.
They never really did.
The Wiz led at half. The Wiz were up like 5, like 65 to 60. Should have bet the over. Should have just these two teams are going to play 0.
I'll give
Wes some credit, and it's not like Luka hasn't seen it because he sees it a lot now, but particularly late in the game, they were blitzing him with double teams and taking the ball out of his hands. And on the last play defensively of the game, DeLon Wright made a great defensive play. They doubled Luka, tried to make a bounce pass to Dinwiddie, so Dinwiddie would have had a potential game-winning or, you know, he would have missed it, whatever. He was going to take a three, but Wright stole it. Made a good play on it. So good defense there for the Washington
Wizards.
The Wiz
went to the free throw line 41 times last night. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yep. Props to Denny. Did you guys watch the part where Shepard was talking?
I wasn't listening to him. But
so Shepard sat down with...
said he was excited.
Sat down with Chris Miller and Drew Gooden during the game. I think it was the first quarter.
Okay.
And one of the supposed reasons they gave away... Rui Hachimura for a ham sandwich was they just want to play Denny more. They say he's going to get more opportunities. So he had 15 points and 10 rebounds.
15 and 10 last night in 32 minutes.
He only made a few shots. It's just because he went to the line a bunch.
Correct. Yeah.
I'll take a double-double, though.
Yeah, no.
You double-double with more playing time, and you're going to become a bigger part of the rotation.
So he came off the bench. But I'll tell you this. I know a lot of Wizards fans were apoplectic. They ended up winning the game. But down the stretch, I think it was a tie game. Maybe they were up by one. They give the ball to Beal. And this is what they do a lot of times. They just put four guys outside and say, Beal, go make something happen. Go get a bucket. And he's had a tendency to have turnovers. And he just kind of, I don't know if he misdribbled the ball or it was actually a good defensive play, but it was stolen. They throw it to Luka. He hits, though, the first free throw, which tied the game. So I guess the Wizards were up one. He missed the second free throw. And then Kuzma got fouled, and he hits one of two free throws, and that's the difference in the game.
That's just one of those games where you say, well, there's just no way. I mean, Kristaps is out with an ankle. Right. They're going to play Dallas. Luka will probably go off for 40, which he did.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and it's on the road. Wiz aren't good on the road. And, I mean, it's unpredictable.
JP really surefire winner. His pick is your.
I don't usually come in with this feeling.
The Wizards
this
have
is
to
a lock.
Win. The Wizards, if they want to start getting back into the mix, and they're one game back right now of that 10th spot from the Bulls, but they've got to win three of the next four because three of the next four against really bad teams.
But I was not watching it completely because I was drawn into the Hoyas game, and I was watching Georgetown.
You were one of
in the
few.
First half. They were down by one. And I got invested in it because they were right there against DePaul, who's not a good team. Jason would point out it's a home game. Now, sadly, EB, there might have been 1,000 people. It was so sad to look at that arena.
They're still playing at Cap 1.
Yes.
One,
yeah.
But my point is they're better at home than they are on the road. And they lost to DePaul at DePaul.
Okay. So anyway... I get
this
invested
is the one
in
game where you look at it and go, this is where you can snap.
The Wizards game started at 8:30. So the Hoyas were on starting at 7. So at roughly 8 o'clock, it's a one-point game. I'm thinking, could this be the game? And they start flashing the graphics. You know, they hadn't won like a Big East game in like 600 days or something
like
absurd.
March of 2021.
I mean, close to like maybe 700 days. Mm-hmm. And then they actually at one point go up by either 9 or 10 points. I'm like, oh, late. They got this. And so instead of watching the Wizards and the Caps started at 9 o'clock, I stuck with the Hoyas. And man, did they try to lose that game at the end. It was dicey. They were missing multiple free throws. Then DePaul would hit a three, foul them in a second. The last thing you would do, you know, you used to coach a kids team. You would tell your team, do not foul. Georgetown fouled him like twice to stop the clock, give him free throws. It's like, what is going on here at the end of the game? At one point, DePaul cut it to 3 points. Mm-hmm. Cut it to three, but Georgetown gets the win.
The TV execs are going to be like, Hey, we had one person watch this game on television. he lives in Gaithersburg, right, or North Bethesda. Mm. What a weirdo.
What was the streak?
29.
At that point?
29 in the Big East. Yep. Mm. And then they flashed even longer against, like, just Division I teams or something like that. But EB and I used to play soccer with one of Brett's buddies, Bob. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what he does, but Bob covers the Hoyas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's some sort of beat reporter or whatever. And at one point, like, as they are starting to collapse and you're starting to think the unthinkable, that the 10-point lead with about a minute to go, it's going to be another heartbreak. I think Bob tweeted something like he felt bad for Rich Chivotkin, who's the play-by-play voice, the legendary play-by-play voice of the Hoyas.
Yep.
Because he wouldn't get to do his signature call and he'd see another heartbreak. But here is Rich Chivotkin last night after Georgetown finally gets a Big East win.
That 81-76 out of the backcourt, putting up a jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Zion Cruz, Hoyas win it, Hoyas win, 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 Hoyas win. Georgetown finally gets off the schneid after losing 9 straight conference ball games. Georgetown has their first conference victory of the season to go to 1-9. Congratulations to Patrick Ewing as they beat DePaul tonight.
By the way, he and Georgetown and Notre Dame have the same conference record, by the way. I want to point that out. So did he do the Hoyas win? Was he doing the same amount of Hoyas win chance as the consecutive losses?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is that what he did?
I don't know. I think he confirmed it. Was,
yeah. Oh, how many was it?
He did 23.
Oh, 23.
I think he just does it until he runs out of breath.
When does he decide to stop saying
it? Seemed like he was running out of breath about halfway
when he's
through.
Tired.
It's almost like his brain is stuck.
But
I know he's doing
but
a bit.
But it is but. His thing. He owns
it's like
that.
When Pablo was on stage in Arizona. Yeah.
I can't think of another guy, you know, sports commentator that does that bit. That's
he has a signature.
He owns that bit.
He's the nicest guy.
The problem is it started when Georgetown was an amazing team.
Understood.
And they would beat, you know, Syracuse
right.
in the
They'd
Big
the
East Championship.
Yeah,
they've fallen on hard times. I feel bad for Rich that he's subjected to calling those games, 30 sometimes a year at this point.
I saw our guy, Tim Parker, who works behind the scenes
Tim
here.
Parker.
Used to be the engineer for when Cakes and I were doing pregame shows.
He's a good dude.
He does the Hoyas game. And the thing is, if you know anybody who went to the game and you're watched on TV, it's a good chance you might see him in the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Tim sits there on the front row, but it's sad what's happened to the Georgetown Hoyas.
Yeah, but it's a good day today with the win snapping a 29-game conference losing streak. That is crazy. 29 straight.
I honestly,
I can't even fathom that.
And it's not like the Big East back in the day, which was the best conference in the land when you had Georgetown and UConn and St. John's and all the teams that were fantastic. This is the current Big East.
Yeah, you still have good teams. I mean, there's 4 teams that are ranked, but yeah, I mean, college basketball is much different.
It's weird. They're at Creighton's in the Big East. That's weird.
But it's just when you lose 29 straight, what can you do to get a win? Luckily, you got DePaul in there, and DePaul is the second worst team in the Big East.
What's funny, though, is when
so
I watch...
So you get them coming to your place, you can get a win.
When I watch Georgetown, I've only watched them 3 or 4 times. They're always kind of in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they're losing by 30. Maybe they are. But when I've watched, they're always kind of in it. They just end up losing everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have lost some games big, but they've been in a lot more games, you know, sometimes halftime
leads.
They don't
look like a team that's, like, lost their last 30 when I watch them. They don't. They're right there. They're playing the same dumb style of basketball everybody else plays.
Hey, but props to Jason picked a good game to go to Virginia Tech. There was one guy tweeting, like, was Jason fired? You guys didn't mention him yesterday. I was like, on Monday, he said he was going to visit his kids and go to see Virginia Tech Duke.
Why do people have to go listen every minute.
Why do they have to go automatically to, was somebody fired?
Right. I guess because in the intro, we didn't explain that he went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
What, you just said no Jason today? No reason? Or
I can't.
Might not, I don't even think we mentioned it.
But probably didn't even mention
your
it.
Yeah, your name wasn't even uttered.
Yeah. Right,
thank you for the for the respect.
That cakes just did the show.
Yeah,
so I got to thank Mike Jones, assistant basketball coach down there. Got tickets for us and great seats, basically right on the court. Yeah, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. It was a game Tech had to get. They're probably not going to the tournament unless they just go on some crazy run. They got 11 conference games left, but it was just fun to watch. And the arena. I mean, there was just so much energy in that arena.
Or it's not cleats. Did you go to the spot afterwards?
Sharkies? No.
Sharkies.
No.
You steered clear.
Went back to the hotel bar, had one drink, and then went to bed.
Smart.
I mean, it was, hell, it was 10:45.
That's
for me on a Monday night.
Well, yeah. Late
what
night.
Am I doing up?
There was no storming of the court because Virginia Tech beat Duke, right?
There was no storming of the court.
Because it's not the same old Duke.
No, it wasn't storming the court. No. But it was fun to watch. It's always fun to see a good college hoops game up close and personal. It was really fun.
Now, did your kids sit with you or they want to go sit with their friends?
They sat in the student section.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, go crazy. Yeah. No. They have no interest in being right behind the bench.
Or being right near their dad.
Right.
But you had an early dinner before that?
We had an early dinner. We had a 5:15 dinner.
Nice, right in the sweet spot.
Yep.
Love it. 5:15
dinner. Got to the arena around 6:30. Game started at 7, so it was fun.
All right, phone number.
And by the way,
always...
I think I set a land speed record for the drive home yesterday. I went to see a couple people in the athletic offices, in the basketball office, and I walked out of
good
that building.
Schmooze.
I walked out of that building at 12:07 p.m.
Yep.
I got to my exit off the Greenway at 3:35. So what's that?
3:20.
3.5 hours.
3:28.
You dodged the 5:0 all over.
Did
I
do that math right? 3 hours, 28 minutes? Whatever it is. It was inside of 3.5 hours.
No cops anywhere to be seen?
Well, there was cops.
You were just zooming by them?
The money GPS tell me where the speed traps are.
Very
but
good.
See, the thing is, when you're on 81, for most of 81, the speed limit's 70.
Yeah.
So if you set that cruise at 79, they're not going to touch you.
Right.
If you're at 82, 83, 84, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to probably pull you over. 79, you just cruise.
That's a sweet spot, 79.
Very good.
And I got home so quick. If anybody's ever gotten back from Blacksburg to Ashburn in 3:28, call me and let me know
if you can't have
that.
All runned it.
What's that's the a standard very old reference. About 3:45?
I mean, most people probably, it's probably close to 4 hours.
No stops?
Zippy.
Zero stops?
No, I wasn't going to stop.
Cheats?
No. Got filled up. No. Didn't need to do that.
I mean, if I was in the car with Drab, we're definitely stopping at a Sheetz. Definitely going to go
maybe
get,
twice.
Yeah.
I wanted to get home.
We're definitely going to go get a breakfast sandwich and a big, gigantic redneck guzzler. 100%.
couldn't do that.
And we got to stop to pee about an hour later.
Right. Yeah, you have a squirrel bladder.
No.
Well, because he keeps drinking.
Maybe some gummies.
He keeps drinking soda all day.
I can't help myself.
All right, if you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I had like a lunch date with my wife. She teaches three classes on Tuesdays, and then afterwards we met and we went to lunch at a really nice spot nearby. And you guys know it. I won't even give you the name of the restaurant, mm-hmm. but they have the most addictive rolls, I think, in the DMV.
I think I know the spot you're talking about. And they are, yes.
I had
are
one.
They, are they like little donut holes?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of tastes like a donut.
Yes, and if you put butter on, it's even better.
Yeah.
So I had one, and then I had a second, and I looked at it. I was like,
you ate the whole basket?
I got to have third. I basically had the whole basket. Yes, I had three.
It's like crack.
I mean, so good.
Once you start, you don't stop. You just keep doing it.
Because
it tastes so good. It's too delicious.
It's addicting. What sugar will do to you.
Sugar / carbs.
Yeah.
Your body wants them. It craves them.
There probably is sugar in them, right?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, gotta be. If it tastes like a donut.
Is. Probably sugar in the butter, too. Nice sweet butter.
It is so good.
So good.
They'll load it up with sugar.
I haven't been eating sugar for a month now, right? And
None? I mean, you've got Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's fake sugar. I mean, no real sugar. I mean, it's zero carbs. But, my buddy had us over, and I said, just order some wings or something. I'm trying to, you know, eat protein or whatever. And he said, I got to get some pizza, too. And I go, all right. So I had a little pizza, and then the kids made cookies. I hadn't had a cookie in a month.
Yeah.
I ate 10. I just couldn't. It's like it hit something in your brain.
Yeah, it's called the pleasure receptors
you
in your brain.
You can't stop.
You had a flood. Dopamine.
Yeah.
You can't dopamine stop. Flood.
That's my go-to. My wife has been getting the...
shoveling them in
I don't
like
know if
rope.
It's Nestle Toll House or whatever. She's been getting those... You know, they're not homemade cookies because now they come in like squares.
Yeah.
You just plop the squares in the oven and she puts those in. Impossible to like walk by
Eric,
them.
When you deny your body something and then you treat it, you can't, there's no governor. You have to keep going and going and going.
But you just got an effort mode.
But I think I would have been that way normally.
No,
too.
I think like if you have a cookie after dinner, maybe like 3 days out of the week or something, you're not
craving it as much?
Yeah, jamming 10 cookies in your mouth.
I could speak for myself. I do think I have a sugar addiction.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, when I buy cookies and I haven't, you know, been good for a month, I'll eat the whole thing in like 2 days. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like if I get Oreos, double stuff, they don't last more than a day or two at my house.
Right.
They just don't.
They're not going to go stale.
So I can't
chance.
Buy them. I can't buy them.
I'm a lot like you. I mean, you know this. My mom always had cookies in our house. And, like, at the Bickle household across the street, his mom would, like, hide them. Yeah. And I think they were allowed to have them on weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Bickles come over to my house, and they would just go right into the pantry and get the cookies. We always had, you know, Rich and Chips back in the day, Chips Deluxe, Chips Ahoy.
You owe JP a lot of cookies from back in the day.
Oh, I do. I probably owe him $1,000 of cookies.
Pecan Sandies, those were good, too. Do they still make those?
I don't know.
I don't know. My youngest has a friend, and I think that they restrict sugar over there.
Okay.
And so when she comes over, she'll drink 12 Sprites.
Oh. Wow, that's
like
a
she
lot.
Just, everywhere she goes.
She just takes advantage of it.
Yeah, she can't stop. Like, you have to get like a case of soda for her.
Wow.
She can't stop drinking sodas.
And separate stash for her.
And the thing is, it's kind of obsessive. It's a little OCD because she leaves them half full everywhere.
Oh, that's annoying.
She just keeps cracking new ones.
Right.
And I just sit there stunned, and I go, they must be restricting at home. That's the only thing I can think, right?
I got Rick at my son the other day because I went into his room, and he had 5 water bottles. 5! Just like, take them down, take them to recycle.
Well, that's what my son has. He just had water glasses all by his nightstand.
He has the glasses.
So he would just get water downstairs, bring it upstairs, and then just they piled up over the week.
Yeah.
And they'd come downstairs and bring 5 water glasses.
Now, my son would just leave him, and he actually said, do I have a trash can in my room? I said, look down. He still is. He doesn't even know. He has a freaking trash can underneath his desk.
Right.
Because it was 5 water bottles and a Sprite, and they were kind of spread out in the room. So then I made a point. I lined them up on the desk, and I was like, dude, can't you take them down? He goes, the recycle bins all the way in the garage.
Do your kids keep clean? Your JP's different. I'm sure they do. Do your kids keep clean room?
One yes, one no.
Yeah, I have
complete opposites.
One yes, two, a tornado.
One yes, two no.
Yeah, right. two tornadoes. And the other, but my youngest actually, even when it's a tornado inside, she'll put the clothes that we just folded outside her door. She doesn't even want to make it worse.
Isn't it funny how they're wired so differently?
So different.
Yeah. I mean, my oldest daughter, she'll make her bed when she leaves her room every
clean
day.
Clean and nice.
But my younger daughter, you can't even take a step into the room without stepping on something.
Oh, yeah. No,
wow.
No, no.
It's nuts.
No, literally looks like crap.
So I have to go in there. I usually clean it up.
I felt bad.
See, that's what I do with my son. I've enabled him because the bed will. I don't even know how he does it. Like, it'll be like if you made a bed and you tucked everything in, his thing is completely like gone. Like, so you got to like redo the whole bed.
Right.
And I enable him because it'll be like 2 o'clock.
Since you got Twinkies, you wait. I mean,
they leave it messy. He showed me a picture.
But I'm saying, when they get older. You know, when they're teenagers, they're going to be totally different. They're going to be totally opposite in certain aspects, and you're going to be.
Oh yeah,
it'll blow your mind.
Yeah,
it'll completely.
But
blow
they
your
leave
mind.
A mess, right? You were showing me one the other day. I think.
Well, right now.
They're too young to know what's going on.
Tinsley sticking her hand in her diaper after she duties, spreading it all over the room.
Spreading poopy.
Duty. Oh yeah,
that's terrible.
Nice poopy bed.
Yeah. That's a terrible bit.
Three
it's
times.
Not as terrible as the fact that the twins have stopped taking naps. When Drab told me that. That's a devastating day.
2.5?
27 months, yeah.
So, yeah, that's about when they start taking naps.
But you wait. When they're 18, 15 to 18, 19, whatever, one's going to be neat and one's going to be a complete mess.
You hope one's neat.
I've never had a kid of my 3 that stick their hand in their duty and wipe it on the walls. I got to say, that's a new one.
Yeah,
that's like a prison trick.
A peak interest of Bickle when you start talking about
it. I can't remember.
Has your kid ever done that?
No.
His house looks like caveman paintings.
I do remember, I think it was Cakes' son, could have been yours, or Smirch, who had like the scratching their butt problem or something.
I don't recall that.
I remember you talking about it on the air.
I don't know. Maybe that happened. I'm not sure.
I don't remember that either.
It could
you just gotta you just gotta wait for them to grow out of a phase like that.
I'm sure if it did happen, I probably repressed it and just forgot that it happened.
I've never heard of a kid doing that. That's a new one for me, driving.
I'm sure kids do that a lot.
He's hoping.
I hope that's not.
Better
a
hope
one
it stops
one.
Pretty soon.
I mean, I could see it maybe doing it once by accident.
And how does Blake respond?
I actually could see Eric doing it.
You said it was Tinsley that does it?
Yeah.
How does the other one respond when she sees her sister doing
does
that?
She probably laugh. Does she say, hey, that's gross?
No. They can barely, no.
They think it's the greatest thing ever?
Yeah, they don't even know what they did.
They think it's funny.
I mean, they're 2.
They're not having deep discussions. Yeah. She goes duty in her pants. She doesn't like it, so she sticks her finger in there to...
Is she trying to rip the diaper off or something?
No. She's touched. It's quiet time. So I put them in there for quiet time for 15, 20 minutes because they don't take naps. They always duty it during this time.
Okay.
I walk in the room and there's duty touching everything. Stuffed animals, curtains, dresser.
Oakley comes in, he starts sniffing.
And does the room smell when it's duty time?
Do they fall asleep
in
the car?
Smell great.
Sometimes.
I would just
because when when my little one quit taking naps on her own, I just started going for rides all the time because it was crack. She'd fall asleep. Now, the transition sometimes can be dicey because I would just drive down 270, make a loop. She'd fall asleep, and then you just got to bring them in carefully, and then hopefully they'll sleep for like an hour.
Yeah, just leave them in the car seat.
I would take them out of the car seat. I would do the transition.
Oh, no, with my son? You know, but it sounds like Tinsley, is that the one?
Yeah.
That she's mad at you for putting her in for quiet time. So if that's when she's doing it,
it's her way of rebelling.
Her way of rebelling, possibly. Telling you to F off. Yeah. So
they're definitely wrecked.
I would let her win and not put her in quiet time anymore. If she's going to wipe duty all over that, cleaning. Then I would say, you know what? Tip my cap to you. You win.
Trap needs some whistling time.
Yeah. Has that impacted whistle time?
I don't need whistling. I mean, I do need whistling time. I need 5 minutes to myself.
Can't you just have them? Isn't there a place where don't they just they entertain themselves?
Terrible twos,
right?
Bro. Terrible twos.
Sure, yeah, for a while.
So you don't have to be like on the floor with them.
It lasts all the way till six. Trust me.
Just let them do whatever. As
I remember
long as
those
they
days.
Can't fall
Hold
down
on.
The
you
stairs.
Think I don't put on the TV and let them sit in front of it for hours at a time? Of course I do.
So then you're good. Then
TV
you're good.
Is babysitter. Yeah. Solid. Move.
At some point you got to like change rooms and you know.
All right, time for Paw Patrol.
Peppa Pig, here comes season 3, episode 5.
I watched so much Peppa. That's why I liked Blue's Clues. That was my favorite.
Sure.
There were so many nightmarish days when the girls were 4 and 2 or 3 and 1, whatever. But when I see pictures, now that they're 21 and 19, I see pictures of them that young, I would do anything to go back to those days.
You get melancholy.
You'd clean duty off a wall.
I never had to do that.
Is that partly just because you're getting old and acting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you start to get depressed. I mean, you
want still time, days. Jason. We just talked about your boy.
I see him for maybe 4 months a year.
Jason, there's still time. You can adopt. We just talked about Rizzo. Rizzo's 10 years older than you.
I don't know how he did it. No, impossible. But I'm just saying, I would go back to those days when they were that young. Maybe not 3 and 1 or 4 and 2, but you know, 7 and 5. Just love those days. Love them.
Yeah, but I like the older days, too, because you get to do more stuff with them. You take your kids to the bar and get drunk.
Yeah, you get nice
I don't like
hammered.
That as much.
All right, Jason, you don't live that far from me. Come over on a
Come
Saturday
on over.
For an hour.
And just watch the girls.
Right, that would be sucked right out of you.
Yeah. Well, you're probably
be back
right.
Home drinking a cocktail and, by 5.
Yeah. You're probably
hey,
right.
Can I ask you something apropos of nothing, but since we're just BSing here.
Mm-hmm. Is this a BS segment?
Kind of, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
There, I have an old armoire, TV armoire thing, right? It doesn't fit anything anymore. Yep. It fit my silly 32-inch bubble HD TV in 2002.
Right.
Okay? And I want to move it up into my bedroom area and just use it as like a clothes armoire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't fit up my stairs.
Ooh.
Now, how can I? The only way I think I can get it in there is I need to go over the deck. How can we do that?
We can't do anything. Yeah. You're going to figure
can
that one out.
How are you going to do it?
Can't you take it apart?
There's no
Oh,
it
sounds
apart.
Like a lot of work.
It's a one-piecer.
Do you have a tree nearby? You can have a pulley system.
I mean, there's a million trees.
How tall is
straight
it?
Straight out of a bad movie.
No, but it's like, you know, 6 feet tall or whatever it is.
And wide and heavy is a mofo.
And my wife reminded me that when we moved in, we tried to get it up the stairs and it wouldn't fit. So the only thing I can think is I have a back deck off my bedroom. Can I just put some straps?
It sounds like the juice ain't worth the squeeze on that one.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but it would be nice. It would tighten up.
And potential injury.
It would be a good spot to just have clothes, extra clothes and stuff.
I just, that's going to be a bitch getting that thing
up
there.
Is it possible or do you need like a crane?
You're
like
over the deck?
Movers do that kind of thing?
You're probably going to, I'm probably need four guys to do it.
You would probably need a strap.
Right.
To tie it around.
Right. And the guys underneath just
push it up while you have someone on the deck who takes
two or three people on the deck.
Yeah. Right. Or just me since I'm buff.
Right.
How much does it weigh?
And then pull it. It
weighs a ton.
Oh, it's just here's what
But
you
it
do.
Would be worth it if I could get it there.
Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like it's impossible to move it.
It sounds like you probably need 6 dudes.
How about you just get rid of some clothes? You wear Hurton clothes all the time. You don't need all that hurt to
give
close.
Give me $100. I'll come bring my axe over and I'll chop that bitch into 100,000 pieces.
It's more than I want it for a lot of things. We have a lot of stuff. We have like a walk-in area into the we just have junk everywhere, like mouthwashes, toilet paper. It would just be a good thing to store and keep things tight.
Hey, do you have stairs that are up that lead up to the deck? Why can't you just walk it?
The deck just comes off the bedroom.
It's a balcony.
It's kind of hurting.
It's what am I going to tell you?
It's a hurting deck. It has no stairs, doesn't lead anywhere.
No, it's a bedroom one.
It's a bedroom deck.
He says he has a deck underneath.
A balcony.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a deck that comes off the kitchen.
So the deck doesn't have stairs that go down into the yard?
Well, I have a deck underneath the bedroom.
Call it a balcony. It's a balcony from the bedroom.
I have a deck underneath.
The balcony. Okay.
Right. Wait,
what are you, Romeo and Juliet?
If you want, you can sit out there and watch the stars or whatever. I never use it.
you don't look at the constellations?
No.
Oh, there's Ursa Minor.
It was up to me. There's
Orion's belt.
But then I have a door that you fall 20 feet.
Just sell the Blicky. And then buy a new one.
Sell the house?
Smaller one, yeah.
Sell buy the house?
No, the armoire.
Oh, I don't think anybody would want it. Maybe I give it to Teresa.
She'll refinish it and sell that thing for $1,000.
Yeah.
$800 to $1,000.
Nice profit.
Now you're going to have it delivered to the house. Because we're not going to pick it up.
No, of course you're not.
Because that ain't happening.
I can't figure out how to get it up there. I'm so bitter about it. All right.
All right, phone number, you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington. It's Game Show Wednesday. Later in the show, we've got tickets to the OAR and Goo Goo Dolls concert, which is coming up at Merriweather Post Pavilion August.
Pretty sure I'm going to go to that show. That show's just chock full of hits.
That's in August, you said?
Yeah.
August 4th.
Yep.
2023.
Should be a fun one.
That is the Big Night Out tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Co-headlining, obviously, and that's one where OAR is going to close the show because that's their hometown gig.
Correct.
So we will give those tickets away in the 9 o'clock hour, probably around 9:20 on a Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by MGM National Harbor.
That's right.
Right now, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page, give you the latest on what's going on.
All right, so you opened up the show with the Wiz.
Nice win for the Wiz.
I know we got some Tommy Shepard audio we'll get to here in a second, but they do beat Dallas in Dallas. Dallas was 17-8 at home coming into the game, and the Wizards were 8-16 away from home. So obviously
they kind of own the
completely
Mavs.
Completely opposite.
They beat the Mavs at home earlier this year and then beat them yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, there was no Christian Wood, who is
right.
probably the second
but there was no Chris
best
Tapps.
Player on the Mavericks.
No Chris Tapps.
I should have known. JP was so resolute. He was just so in the tank with his pick. I should have known to fade him.
Well, the thing is, he was right him? On half of it. Luka was pretty much unstoppable. He went nuts.
I said Kuzma over 25.
Kuzma was more awesome. Shots. I still can't believe that you just think he's pretty good. I mean, he's a really good player.
Yes, he is.
But the Wizards bent like Barton all of a sudden he went off, right? Like he hasn't been playing. He hasn't even been in rotation lately, right?
Barton hit some good shots. Denny had 15.
Denny got to the line like 11 times.
It watching that game
for
though.
The Mavs.
Watching that game,
it had
the energy, though, of like a preseason game.
Right.
You know? Like, the intensity level was so low
you think those guys,
throughout that game.
They're not going through the doldrums, whatever game they're at in their schedule.
And Gafford can block some shots, but Luka pretty much got a layup whenever he wanted to.
He got a layup whenever he wanted. And one of the announcers,
and he's not the fastest guy, but he just is so savvy to, like, his crossover dribble and his way of getting
unders,
in.
He's got everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he
didn't even shoot great yesterday.
I kind of disrespect him because he's so heavy. And I think even Drew Gooden, or one of the guys, said he's as heavy as he's ever seen him. Doesn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't stop him.
He was 0-4 or 0-5 from the three-point line. Like, it could have been worse because he usually hits his step back.
He didn't even need to take those. He just take it to the rack every time. Nobody could stop him.
So do you want to run the Tommy Shepard? I guess Tommy Shepard was talking to the guys in the first quarter.
He was talking about how excited he was for the young guys.
All right, let's hear Tommy Shep from last night.
Just tell me about how that went about and now what we are doing moving forward with the Wizards.
Well, certainly as January starts to get closer to February, the trade deadline's right around the corner. And this was an opportunity, I thought, for the Wizards. There was a bit of a crossroads. We had a logjam at that position. Trying to get more minutes for Danny Avia, I think, was really a big reason behind this trade. You know, certainly Rui has been fantastic. This season's done a great job. His first year was all rookie. Second year made a big shot in the playoff series, a game winner against Philly, and his path has been good. He's a solid player. But as we made this transition, starting Gaff now with KP, kind of changed the lineup, the rotation a little bit, and Danny was playing less and less. And I think that's somebody that we see as a big part of our future moving forward defensively. I think he's one of our best defenders, certainly wing pick and rolls. He's one of the best in the league. And, you know, it's just a difficult decision anytime you trade anybody because we have all the memories, right? It's very difficult, but at the same time, I think moving forward for the Wizards, very important to have extra picks. It's very important to have a trade exception. And certainly Kendrick is a player that's proven in the league to be instant offense. He can score, definitely a perimeter threat. But I think when we really looked at what we needed was to give Danny more responsibility, more opportunity to play.
I don't know that I have any great Rui memories off the top of my head that I can think of.
Personally, we're going to have David Aldridge on the show at 9:00, and he wrote a really good piece in The Athletic, and he used the term team incrementalism.
Hmm.
That's this team's philosophy: just bit by bit, maybe get a little bit better. And but he said a few times, they basically gave away Rui so that Danny could play more.
Yeah.
All right.
What was your
rationale?
We didn't get your take on the trade.
I just felt like you said, they were just giving him away. Man, they've done a lot of deals with the Lakers lately, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know anything about Kendrick Nunn. You know, you get a second round picks, you know, hardly ever make
one of them
rosters.
From 2029.
Yeah, I mean,
look how far out that is.
And 2028.
It was a giveaway. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why they decided to trade him for Kendrick Nunn in a second round pick. I mean,
and if you want to play Denny, can't the coach just play him? You bench other
can't
players.
You just work other guys in. Yeah, I mean, if you really want to play Denny, just play him. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but if you want to play him 32 minutes, play him 32 minutes.
Yeah, but I think also we're getting into a situation where Rui was complaining or the agent was complaining.
I'm sure that's part of it.
And look, I think Kuzma is slightly better than Rui, but we talked about it, that the production, if he gave Rui Hachimura more minutes, would have been similar. There's also another factor which Aldridge writes about in the article on The Athletic. Do you realize in the last 10 years, the Wizards have been over the luxury tax once? They try and do everything they can to be under the luxury tax. So they know that they can't pay Kuzma and Rui, or they're going to end up going over this tax. So let's clear out one of these guys. Well, and maybe they're going to clear out more guys.
Ted doesn't want to just write checks for, you know, for no reason. I mean, I can. There's probably a ton of owners.
If you own
that
a
way.
Middling team, a team that hasn't gotten the 50 win threshold
checks that you're
in
writing.
40 plus years, why would you want to pay the luxury tax on that?
And actually, it's beyond 10 years. It's during his entire tenure as the owner of the Washington Wizards, they have paid the luxury tax once.
Well, he's a businessman. You wouldn't want to do that.
I know, but that brings into next year. That's why I don't think all three of those guys are going to be here. Because you can't have Beal, Porzingis, who has a player option, and Kuzma.
They're definitely not all going to be here. No way.
And so I think, I mean, Porzingis could just opt out of this deal and go elsewhere.
Correct.
And Kuzma can just bounce in free agency.
Correct.
And then you're left with Beal and a bunch of misfits.
I would expect one of those two to be gone, if not both.
Which might be the best thing for the franchise.
Yeah. So the Wizards are, that's three straight wins. They're still a game back of the 10th spot. They've played 47 games, so, you know. Still got a bunch to play. You've got a bunch of winnable road games coming up, including Houston, who has 11 wins right now. They also play San Antonio, who has 14 wins right now. Both road games, but it's winnable. They play New Orleans, who's lost five straight because they're banged up. They don't have their full squad. So they got some winnable games if they want to get back into the mix, into the top 10.
Maybe they'll start rolling. You get a case of Wizards fever again, Cakes.
I could do that.
I'm so far away from it. My temperature is about 40.
All right.
For some reason, I'm invested
no
in
fever.
A couple things quickly before we get out of here for the break. Farmers Insurance, Torrey Pines, round one starts a day early this week because they don't want to go head-to-head with the NFL playoffs.
Well, they're smart.
Smart.
So. Did you see the ratings on the Cowboys 49ers game?
No. What was it?
45.7 million viewers.
Yeah, big, huge.
Well, people wonder why Sunday we talk night, about the NFL a lot.
On a Sunday night at 6:30, you're going to get a ton, especially with that rivalry, you're going to get a ton of people. Yeah.
Somebody tweeted this. I did not verify, but I had tweeted when I saw the ratings for that game. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, 45.7 million viewers on Fox. I said, I don't think the World Series, NBA Finals, and Stanley Cup combined get close to this. Somebody tweeted that actually, when you add them up, the highest rated game from each of those, World Series, was 12.8 million. Mm-hmm. NBA Finals, 14 million. Stanley Cup, 5.8 million. You add those up.
It's like 41-ish million.
32.6 million. 15 million short of the Cowboys 49ers playoff game.
Terrible radio math. I was adding like 10 million
NFL
there.
That's how much more dominant the NFL is in those other sports.
Well, round one of the Farmers won't get 45 million, I promise you. But it is a Wednesday start. John Rahm, overwhelming favorite, has already won two events this year, two of the three. He's plus 450 to win.
It's reminding me of when Tiger was in his dominance.
I know. You know Tiger was minus 110 one year to win a tournament? Mm-hmm. I believe it was Bay Hill. I believe it was Arnie.
That's absurd.
He was minus 110.
It was one player versus the field.
That was the period when he was winning over
50%. And he won it, by the way.
He was winning over 50% of his tournaments.
If you look at, so Rahm has won four out of his last seven tournaments.
Something like that, yeah.
Three out of the last four, four out of his last seven.
Yep.
In that stretch and the strokes gained metric, he's only ranks 10th all time. So what he's doing, there's nine players better.
I don't know
Peak
this.
Tiger,
what is he best at?
Yep.
What is Rahm, he known for? Just Rahm, consistent? Well, is he a long driver? Is he a great putter? Yeah. Like, what's his deal?
Everything, all of that. Although he didn't putt very well on Sunday.
No, but he actually lost strokes to the field.
I don't know. I think he's just been a prodigy his whole life. He's just good.
He hits it far, and he's accurate off the tee. So not only does he have distance, he's accurate.
And he plays that high cut.
He has a shot shape that is his go-to. It's a butter cut. pretty silly.
So this will be fun to watch. So tee times start at noon our time.
The only thing I will say
round
is
one on a Wednesday. Get Rom, your golf picks
is it
in.
Rom won the U.S. Open at Torrey. He won his first tournament at Torrey. He got he engaged at Torrey. He likes Torrey.
He loves it. It's his favorite course. I believe he's got five top sevens at Torrey.
That's why Tiger has like four or five courses where he won like five or more times.
He loves it.
And just play him over and over and over. But the one thing I will say about Rom, and he's a great player, but you do wonder if he was playing against Cam Smith and DJ and all these guys every week, would he still have this little hot streak?
The live golfers?
The live guys. Not all of them. But, I mean, certainly Cam Smith.
Cam and DJ are probably
Cam and DJ would certainly. And even Bryson could get hot. You never know.
Yeah.
Koepka has been injured
lately.
Yeah, I mean, so it does kind of.
There's slightly less competition.
It does kind of taint it a little bit.
Slightly less competition.
Hey, you didn't mention the Caps.
I was going to get there. Caps have lost 5 of 7. They lose in Colorado.
What was the final
night.
When I went to bed? 3-2.
Ovi scored the second goal to give you a little bit of a sweat.
When
Ovi
I went
scored,
to bed, Alan really May was out. Pretty hop. He was pretty optimistic when he did his little intermission thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, they're making great chances. Just keep doing it.
Remember when the Caps had, I think, moved into third into the Metro briefly?
Yeah.
Now they're falling back to fifth. So it's,
I think they're the second wild card right now.
But they play the Penguins tomorrow night here. So they get back home. They had those three consecutive road games, and now they come back home. Pens tomorrow night here.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.